Thanksgiving. It is the time of year to give thanks for the daily food and many other blessings we have received during the past year. I am not going to recount them all, but want to focus in on one item my wife and I enjoy in this city. Every day we can walk on the many walkways this city has to offer. We follow faithfully the paved path that meanders through the green spaced areas. It is a peaceful walk away from the hustle and bustle of the noisy cars and trucks. In the summer, we enjoy the green space with shady trees and in the winter the blanket of snow. In the fall, we hear the geese honking for their departure to warmer areas. In the spring, we look for the arrival of the early sound of robins, and in the summer, squirrels and magpies are all around us. We get to admire the backyards of the people and see which ones are real gardeners, and on the eastern part of our walk, we can see the extensive fields of grain and canola, and sometimes a deer or coyote, and of course lots of dogs people take for a walk. We used to go past Meadowbrook School to East Lake and then back on the eastern side of the city for more than 10 years, but now we have to cut back on the distance and are looking for benches to sit on. When I come home, my wife asks me, "How far did you go this morning?" I have to admit I only made it to the third bench. On our walk we see the green-cut grasses and the fresh fallen snow, and of course the animals, but we appreciate most are all the people we meet. Everyone greets with a "good morning." After 10 years of walking in the morning, we run into the same people. From a distance I can already tell who is coming by the way they walk, swing their arms, or the stick they use. I have to use a cane myself now to keep me from stumbling. Some people even add a little more to their greeting and comment on the lack of rain or the beautiful sunshine. One said, "I feel the fall in the air." When we have met the same person or couple many times, and think they are friendly, we dare to ask their names. Some time ago, we met two ladies who were walking with two walking poles, and we told them that we called them the pole ladies. And then we asked them for their real names. They responded enthusiastically, and now we greet them with their names. When they heard of our anniversary, they came to our house and bought a cake. Another couple we met were walking their dog, and the man had a hand-carved stick which drew my attention, and I asked him if he made it himself. He told me that it was his hobby to carve sticks. He said, "I will carve you something for Christmas." He came to my house and gave my wife and me each a wooden spoon with our name on it. They are displayed on our coffee table in the living room. Thanks to all you people who brighten our day. We count the blessings one by one. Peter Meyer, Airdrie.